It's a new day in America. Today, more people will go to work, return home to their families, and sleep more soundly than ever before. All because one man refuses to settle, putting people before politics. That man is Frank Underwood.
America, I'm only getting started. I'm Frank Underwood, and I approve this message.
Yeah, FU 2016. Frank Underwood. Frank Underwood. House of Cards returns March 4th. Yip, 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 yahoo! Don't use that picture. Getting my picture taken. Ah, you're looking like a nut over here. Of course, there are people think I do every day anyway. So, yeah, I beat you to the punch on that one, Earl. You can stop. No sense typing. You can stop. I beat you to the punch on that one. So the whole, in the fictitious world of House of Cards, it's also election year, and Frank Underwood is ascended to the presidency through all his chicanery and misdeeds and so on. And his campaign logo is FU 2016. It's all over YouTube. It's fabulous. So I can't wait. Frank Underwood. Yes. FU 2016. It's everywhere. But how many people thought that was a real campaign ad? I thought it was done beautifully. I'm just getting started. If you are not into House of Cards, you've got 3 weeks to catch up because it is so good. You have watched season three yet? Oh, two and three? You've only watched season one? You don't know from Frank Underwood. I mean, season three at times went off the rails. It'll be interesting to see what season four is like. Anyway, enough of that. But yeah, it is back March 4th. All right, which one is Cam Newton? Now let's do the debate. Let's get the debate stuff out of the way here. I did not see the debate. Didn't see it. But I actually have a couple of pieces of audio. Before you do that, Earl, 4572. This is courtesy of the Washington Post. 4572, 3 minutes of the debate, that's what it should be. Okay. This is, as compiled by the Washington Post, this is pretty much all I got because I missed it, and maybe you did too on a Saturday night. About 3 minutes of the GOP debate. Go.
What Donald Trump did was use eminent domain to try to take the property of an elderly woman on the strip in Atlantic City. To turn this into a limousine parking lot for his casinos is not a public use.
He wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have, and it doesn't work very well with
how tough is it to take a property from an elderly woman?
Let me talk quiet.
How tough is it?
A lot of times.
You have not been involved in a consequential decision where you had to be held accountable. You just simply haven't.
This country already has a debt problem. We don't need to add to it by electing someone who has experience at running up and destroying the credit rating of a state.
That's what Washington, D.C. does. The drive-by shot at the beginning with incorrect and incomplete information, and then the memorized 25-second speech that is exactly what his advisors gave.
To think that I would just walk away 10 minutes before the caucus and say, forget about you guys. I mean, who would do something like that? Washington ethics basically says, if it's legal, you do what you need to do in order to win.
Senator Cruz, is waterboarding torture?
Well, under the definition of torture, no, it's not.
Would you bring it back?
I would not bring it back in any sort of widespread use.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
If I get elected president, head out tomorrow and buy a seatbelt, because there's going to be so much happening in the first 100 days, it's going to make your head spin.
You can't leave the White House, go to Hawaii and play golf for 3 weeks and be a real deal maker. It doesn't work that way. You have to get people in, grab them, hug them, kiss them, and get the deal done.
What can you say to law enforcement right now to convince them that you understand the severity of this problem?
She went to sleep one night, had taken too many pills, and Joey walked in and found her dead. This is an absolute epidemic. We need leadership to solve it. Solving it has to occur at the state and local level with programs like AA and counseling and churches and charities, but it also has to occur securing the borders.
Everyone out there knows this in New Hampshire. This is a disease. It's not a moral failing. It's a disease, and we need to give people the treatment they need. These are good, law-abiding, hardworking people. What they need is our cooperation and our understanding. They do not need just broadsides against them because of the religious faith they practice.
For me, the issue of life is not a political issue. And I want to be frank. I would rather lose an election than be wrong on the issue of life.
Two battleground states, but they face off tomorrow in the Super Bowl. Governor Kasich, who wins?
Caroline is going to win that one.
Peyton Manning's supporting me, and I'm for Denver.
Well, I was going for Peyton Manning, but now I'm rooting for Carolina.
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 Either Denver or Carolina.
Yeah. Governor Christie, the last word.
Denver.
Hey, Chris Christie. So a couple of them did say Denver. Is this just from the start, Earl? Okay. Donald Trump got booed last night. You heard some of it just now. Listen to this whole thing.
And good evening, candidates. Mr. Trump, you have said, quote, "I love eminent domain," which is the seizure of private property for the sake of the greater good, theoretically. You've tried to use the measure in business endeavors. You've said you'd support its use for the Keystone Pipeline Project. Here in New Hampshire, a project, though, known as the Northern Pass, would bring hydroelectric power from Canada into the northeastern grid. Do you see eminent domain as an appropriate tool to get that project done?
Well, let me just tell you about eminent domain, because almost all of these people, actually Chris has it, but so many people have hit me with commercials and other things about eminent domain. Eminent domain is an absolute necessity for a country, for our country. Without it, you wouldn't have roads, you wouldn't have hospitals, you wouldn't have anything, you wouldn't have schools, you wouldn't have bridges.
Those are all public uses.
Need eminent domain. And a lot of the big conservatives that tell me how conservative they are, I think I'm more than they are, they tell me, oh, well, they all want the Keystone Pipeline. The Keystone Pipeline, without eminent domain, it wouldn't go 10 feet. Okay? You need eminent domain. And eminent domain is a good thing, not a bad thing. And what a lot of people don't know, because they were all saying, oh, you're going to take their property. When eminent domain is used on somebody's property, that person gets a fortune. They get at least fair.
That's crap. That's crap.
Fair market value. And if they're smart, they'll get two or three times the value of their property. But without eminent domain, you don't have roads, highways, schools, bridges, or anything. So eminent domain, it's not
public
that I love
uses.
It, but eminent domain is absolutely, it's a necessity for a country. And certainly it's a necessity for our country.
So Josh, would that be yes on the Northern Pass project?
Josh, the difference between eminent domain for public purpose, as Donald said, roads and infrastructure, pipelines and all that, that's for public purpose. But what Donald Trump did was use eminent domain to try to take the property of an elderly woman on the strip in Atlantic City. That is not public purpose. That is downright wrong. And here's the problem with that.
All right, okay.
The problem was
Jeb wants to be a tough guy.
It was to tear down
I didn't
the
take
house,
the property.
And the net result was you tried.
I didn't
and
take
you
the
lost
property.
In the court.
The woman ultimately didn't want to do that. I
that
walked
is not
away,
true.
And
the simple fact
that I
is
didn't.
To turn this into a limousine parking lot for his casinos is not a public use. And in Florida, based on what we did, we made that impossible. It is part of our Constitution. That's the better approach. That is the conservative approach.
Mr. Trump, take 30 seconds.
Well, let me just, he wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have, and it doesn't work very well with
how tough is it to take property from an elderly woman?
Let me talk quiet.
How tough is it?
A lot of times, that's all of his donors and special interests out there. So.
Oh, the poor rich guy. That's what, poor little
way,
rich
let
man.
Let me just tell you, we need the tickets. You can't get them. You know who has the tickets for the? I'm talking about to the television audience, donors, special interest, the people that are putting up the money. So it is.
Hold that thought. More on this. Yeah, the news people thought I was going to go blow right through. I can see him getting all panicky over there. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.